Morale is high around the radio station for many, many reasons. One of those reasons is it's a Pearl Street night for us. It's an art walk night here in Laguna Beach. You can find us at the Laguna Beach Wine Gallery tonight. And I reached out to my friend Kimmy Bitter to play this particular event. And Kimmy said, hold on, I'm in a brand new project with our friend Kevin. We call ourselves Vinyl Mill. Can we both come down and play it? And Kevin said yes, and they're both here in the studio right now. How are things, you guys?
So good. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're pumped to be here, for sure.
I'm excited that you guys agreed to be here. And finally, you guys got to check out my little operation here in Laguna Beach. What do you think of our studios?
It's awesome. And I love what you guys like stand for, just really community involved. It's so cool.
Many other radio stations that I've worked for would not be able to do an artist interview with you guys on, you know, smack dab in the afternoon. That's absolutely why this place not. Is a little special.
Yeah, and I mean, the beach is right across the street.
Literally.
I'm like, your office is horrible. We show up, there's these people out here, everyone's in bathing suits. If we were to describe this place, there's people out in bathing suits outside. There's like taco shops or nice little restaurants, and all of a sudden there's a radio station right next to the beach. I'm like,
yeah,
your job sucks.
I love how you paint the picture.
I had to, because if you're not here, you're like, where are these people in a jungle? Like,
you know,
I always wonder. When,
we're here, man, on Coast Highway. The locals call it Coast Highway. I still call it PCH, you know?
Yeah.
Kimmy, you've been, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, a singer-songwriter for really a few years now, actively doing it.
Yes, that is true. And then Kevin just contacted me a couple months ago and was like, let's start a project. And so we've been writing since, and things have been like, just they've been flowing really nicely.
Is it weird because you're traditionally, you know, you write your own music, and as far as songwriting goes, was it weird to collaborate with someone else, because songwriting could be so personal sometimes?
I was just really nervous to like collaborate with people, because I always did my own thing. So yeah, you're right. It is really personal. And so I get like really like clammed up about it. But it's like made me grow so much more than anything. It's been the best.
That is great. And Kevin, you've been affiliated with so many other projects in the past.
Let's see. MTV's Real World.
No.
Yeah, sadly.
That is true.
A sad little fact for you.
Were you on TV doing?
I was on. Yeah, I was in the. I was the girls' Cajon player. I played in a girl called Alex in the Hats.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was an interesting gig, but it was fun. It was, you know. But yeah, I've done a lot of.
Yeah, you have stories to tell, man, about being a professional drummer. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I've played quite a bit of shows, and like, I don't know. It's been nice to like mesh with someone. Like, stuff we've been doing lately has been really nice, because, you know, song, as far as writing songs and stuff like that, I think we complement each other, and she's been teaching me some stuff that I never knew, like as far as like everywhere from, you know, a different way of approaching a song to coming up with these crazy little lingos she has. Kimmy has this thing about making up words, you'll notice.
Yeah.
Like, she's like the hashtag queen. Like, she'll be like, hashtag snazzy cool. Who uses that word? This girl.
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
Very good word.
You know, so what you floated me is a track that is just recently fresh off the press, you know, just came out of the studio.
Yep.
Would it be cool? Can we play it on the air right now
and then come
back and talk about more things?
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. The project is Vinyl Mill, right?
Correct.
And the song is called Key to Heart, and we're going to play it right now on listener supported radio. More from our Pearl Street studios right after this. I'm playing it directly off of the computer. Fingers crossed. I hope it goes well.
We do too.
On KX93.5. so good. And one might say it's the radio debut of Vinyl Mill on KX93.5.
Certainly is.
First time ever. That's right. Here with you.
Kevin Wan in the studio, Kimmy Bitter in studio. Again, the project is Vinyl Mill, and you heard it first right here on KX93.5. So did you link up with any rad producers to help you out on these new recordings?
Yes, our friend Jeremiah from the Silent Comedy, such a good band. Big fans, definitely want to let everybody know that. So he is just a really talented guy, and he just like held her hand through everything and was awesome.
Jeremiah is like a superstar. I swear, I basically hunted him down. He doesn't know, but I've been spying on him for like 2 years now. I've been watching the Silent Comedy, and I went and saw them at the Belly Up in San Diego. And I was right in front. I was with a girlfriend at the time, and I'm sitting there looking up, and I'm like, that guy's a superstar. I'm like, I'm no joke. I remember seeing him, and I'm like, he has that it factor. And I remember being like, oh, I'd love to do music with that guy, join a band with him or something one day.
Yeah.
And, you know, fast forward a year later, I was going through some stuff with a friend that was going through cancer, and I was in a bad time in my life. And I hit him. I actually hit up his brother and I said, hey, you know, I would love to come on the road with you guys and get to know you guys and help out and just kind of be, you know, kind of like do your whatever you need, like kind of help do the merch or whatever. And they all took me under their wing and like helped me out on the road, and we all became friends. And it was an awesome. I helped them out with Rex the Halls, this big event for like 10,000 people. And
yeah,
it was a crazy experience. I might have even seen you there, but it was crazy. And then we ended up becoming friends, and I said, hey, I'd love for you to, you know, take on this new project we're doing. So he did it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is a great story. So is there going to be an EP release or a full length? And that might be down the road a ways.
Yeah. I mean, we've recorded 3 songs, and then this is the one that we just played, Key to Heart. That is the only one that's finished. And then the other ones are getting mixed and mastered, and then we will have an EP.
Yeah, we're going to have an EP. We're going to probably just put on iTunes and then just kind of gig up the coast around here. And then the ultimate goal is to put out a full length and just keep writing.
And just awesome. Play lots of shows.
We will shoot a video. I know this summer that's another goal. I think we're going to shoot a video for one of these songs. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Again, Vinyl Mill performing downstairs at the Laguna Beach Wine Gallery for our Pearl Street night. It's Art Walk night here in Laguna Beach. If you want to come and hang out, there's good craft beer, there's good wine, there's good food at the Laguna Beach Wine Gallery. It's just below the radio station. Are we going to be able to get some Kimmy originals as well tonight?
Yes, you will.
I hope so.
You will.
That'll be cool.
That's why I'm here. I'm just going to be at the bar. So if anyone wants to just hang out with me in the bar and watch Kimmy.
Right. I'm sure you have a presence online by now. Where can people find your stuff?
Facebook, trusty old Facebook, .com/
Vinyl Mill.
Yeah.
Vinyl Mill Music.
Such a good name for a band.
You like it?
Yeah, thank you.
I do love it, you know?
We wanted to do something really, like, classic sounding, because that's where my heart's at.
And the EP is called Play It By Ear.
There you go. Did you just came up with that?
I just did it right now.
Did everybody decide that was a good thing?
That's another thing that just happened right now. Right. Like, we had no... Yeah, it's not written down or anything. It's just everything we're just freestyling right now.
That just happened.
That just happened. Uh-huh. Mind blower.
Well, I, you know, you guys got to keep me in the loop with music-related things.
Absolutely.
And our studios are always open for you to come and get the word out for a tour or a new record or anything.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Today at the Wine Gallery is going to be more or less a stripped-down version of what you might hit the road do.
Yeah, just for I think this is going to be our stripped-down set.
Yeah.
And then in the next month, we're going to be developing, getting other band members and putting together a full show. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's, I guess we're going to walk downstairs, get situated and everything. But again, if you guys want to hang out with KX93.5, we're going to be live from the Laguna Beach Wine Gallery. It's 6-ish or something, if we time it out right. You guys are the best, and I'm so glad we finally were able to do radio together. But
this is great.
Yeah, there will be more times in the future, you guys.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
any parting words before we kind of wrap it up and hear from our underwriters?
Just everybody have the best 4th of July ever.
Mm-hmm. Be safe. And
we love you all.
Drink a lot, like I will.
Drink a lot.
That's just a good rule of thumb to live by.
That's all. Yep.
That's all you need.
I have a tattoo of it.
Hey, it's Mookie, host of our What's on Tap segment. That's our craft beer segment every Friday in the 4 p.m. hour on KX93.5. We are happy to present to you.